This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. I have no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it, because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I did.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
First of all, on the Farm Show on this Monday, an electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. March wheat now trading at 775, down 1.5. May wheat trading at 783.5, down 1.25. March corn now trading at 722.25, up 1.5. May corn trading at 722.25, up 3/4. March soybeans now trading at 1442.75, up 1.75. May beans now trading at 1427, up a penny. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, March wheat ended at 776.5, up 8. May wheat ended at 784.75, up 7.75. July wheat ended at 788.5, up 6.25. March corn on Friday ended at 720.75, down 3.5. May corn ended at 721.5, down 2.75. July corn ended at 712.75, down 2.5. March soybeans on Friday ended at 1441, up 5.75. May beans ended at 1426, up 2.25. July beans ended at 1417.75, up 0.25. March soybean meal on Friday ended at 416.40, up 17. May meal ended at 411.60, up a dime. July meal ended at 406.50, up 3. March soybean oil on Friday ended at 52.10, down a penny. May oil ended at 52.48, down a penny. July oil ended at 52.73, down 4. March oats on Friday ended at 363, up 2. May oats ended at 370, up 2.25. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon, with soybeans and wheat higher and corn slightly lower. Solid weekly export sales figures supported higher soybean and wheat values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents lower at 709 to 728. Soybean bids mostly 2 to 3 higher at 1426 to 1450. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents lower at 718 to 732, and soybeans advanced 6 to 9 cents at 1446 to 1460. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 3 to 4 cents at 709 to 745, soybeans gained 6 to 10 cents at 1461 to 1483, and wheat prices up 6 to 7 cents at 769 to 785. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids gained 6 cents at 1471 to 1481, while basis ended steady, ranging from 30 to 40 over the March. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $1.70 to $7.70 per ton, to range from $4.32.40 to $4.41.40. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids dropped 3 to 4 cents at 726 to 745, with basis steady ranging from 5 to 24 over the March. Illinois river barge letting elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 721 to 723, with basis ending steady ranging from option to 2 over the March. Soybeans were up 11 to 12 cents at 1485 to 1493, with basis gaining 5 to 6 cents at 44 to 52 over the March. New crop wheat prices for July 13 delivery gained 5 to 6 cents at 763 to 776, with basis ending steady to a penny lower at 25 to 12 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 720 to 726. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 7 to 9 cents with quotations at 1498 to 1499. Soft wheat up 9 cents at 793 to 794, while the Milo ended 3 cents lower at 705 to 706. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Bids from country elevators to producers for new crop corn in northern and western Illinois ended from 539 up to 554. New crop bean bids at 1248 to 1268. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 546 up to 562. New crop beans at 1262 to 1278. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 545 up to 569. New crop beans at 1265 to 1285. And the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 746 to 771. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday. February hogs ended at 86.82, down 22. April hogs ended at 88.92, down 75. May hogs ended at 96.35, down 12. February cattle on Friday ended at 126.30, up 42. April cattle 130.75, up 40. June cattle ended at 126.52, down 27. January feeder cattle on Friday ended at 144.70, up a dime. March feeders 147.95, unchanged. April feeders 151.15, down 2. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts, on a carcass basis traded $1.25 lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $75 to $88, and the weighted average carcass price of $82.95. From the Illinois Direct Sale Report, slaughter sows traded steady with light to moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were $35 to $40. The 4 to 5 weights at 36 to 44, the 5 to 550 weights at 38 to 45, and 550 and up at 40 to 47. Light boars under 300 pounds were $35 to $40, and the heavyweight boars are 12 to 16. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady, ranging from 54 to 58, and receipts for Illinois hogs today total 9,777 head. The Walnut Livestock Auction for Thursday had receipts of 166 head, and starting with the slaughter steers choice, they were bringing 120.50 to 128.50. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 111 to 115.50, and slaughter heifers choice twos and threes at 122.25 to 127. Slaughter cows breaker grades 84 to 86. Boner cows 75 to 82, and lean cows at 72 to 74. Few slaughter bulls, they were bringing 80 to 85 cents. Reel's weekly hay auction at Congerville for Wednesday had receipts of 3,032 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, were bringing 525 to 725. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares for $5 to $6.75. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, from $3.50 to $5.50. Orchard grass, premium quality small squares at $5.75. And good quality small squares ranged from $5.25 to $5.50. with large squares bringing 6750, large rounds 4x5 70 to 80, and mixed grass premium quality small squares $6 to 675, large rounds 4x5s at 60 to 75, and large rounds 5x5s 55 to 6750. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, range from 150 to 350. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily's Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 123 to 128, with steers on a carcass basis at 197 to 200. Heifers on a live basis were 123 to 124, with heifers on a dressed basis at 197 to 200. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading has been light to moderate, with 65 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $85.11, which was 41 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values of choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $187.44, which was 57 cents lower. Select carcasses at $181.86, which was 33 lower. For the daily estimated slaughter under federal inspection for Friday, cattle was estimated at 122,000 compared to 104,000 last week and 113,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter estimated at 421,000 compared to 411,000 last week and 408,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday: for butter, 150 and one half unchanged; for block cheese, 164 and a half unchanged; for barrel cheese, 157 and a quarter unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending the week: 1812. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January: 719. For February: 731. Corn delivered to Scottville for January: 711. For February: 723. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January: 1485. For February: 1478. Wheat delivered to Scottville for January: 766. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.19. Corn at Scottville, $7.11. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.85. And wheat at Scottville, $7.66. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Right now it's time for a check of Color Radar weather on this Monday morning. Color Radar is showing scattered light showers around the mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Cloudy skies today, warmer with a chance of showers, high temperatures in the low 60s, with south winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy and warmer, a slight chance of a shower, the low in the mid-50s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy and windy, a chance of showers once again, high temperatures in the mid-60s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, cloudy and colder, with a chance of snow Wednesday. Low temperatures falling to about 10 above by Friday. High temperatures falling to the mid-20s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have south winds at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure steady. Our temperature, 51 degrees. WSMI weather watcher Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville has recorded 0.2 inches of rain. Once again, 51 degrees at the Weather Center. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Envirofoam of America and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. In our farm news this morning, this week is FFA week. We talked to the state FFA secretary, Courtney Gerstnecker, a graduate of Carlisle High School. She went over some of the activities the FFA officer team will be participating in.
All right, so during FFA week, this really gives chapters a great opportunity to showcase what they're doing in their communities. But what we are doing as a major state officer team is traveling around to all these different chapters and doing different activities and also radio interviews to really showcase what our members are doing.
And how many of these have you done so far or will do? Do you know?
So far, I have done 2 interviews, and of my teammates total at the end of the week, we should be doing around 20 to 25 different interviews and activities.
Now, what sort of activities will you be doing? Will you be giving, like, presentations to, say, grade school children, that sort of thing?
Possibly. It depends on what we get booked for through our state association. To start off FFA week, though, myself and my teammate Joel, we are actually going to be down in St. Louis, Missouri at the Illinois Grain and Feed Association annual meeting. Aside from that, we'll be attending different chapter petting zoos, assemblies, doing things to really get people excited for FFA.
And that really sounds great. That's a good job you guys do with your FFA chapters, and especially getting younger people interested in the program.
Yeah, that is definitely one of our goals, is to keep people excited about it. And even if they maybe have not heard it before with those younger ages, really get them excited and teach them what FFA is all about.
And that was the state FFA secretary, Courtney Gerstnecker, a 2012 graduate of Carlisle High School. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show is John Sluss of Brewton, Minnesota. He raises a breed of horse known as Fjords, and he explained.
They have been around for about 4,000 years. They're considered one of the most pure and oldest breeds in the world, and they've been selectively bred in Norway for about 2,000 years. And they're very sure-footed, which they needed to be in Norway, otherwise they'd fall off the mountains into the fjords. It's
and that's how
well, it's kind of a question of survival, so they're very sure-footed.
Is that how they came up with the name Fjords?
Oh, yeah, from that part of Norway, over the northwestern part, close to the ocean there in the fjords.
How long have they been in the Americas?
I believe the first ones were imported in about 1950 to the Broadwater Hotel, Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado, and they were used as carriage horses there, and they've just kind of expanded from there. Plus, there was also some imported into the Chicago area in the 1960s.
For more information on the Fjord breed, there's a website, nfhr.com. Here's an update from the area livestock markets. We'll join Jerry Milberg of the Illinois Department of Agriculture for an update from the United Producers Market in Shelbyville.
Receipts for the auction on Tuesday totaled 341 head. And compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $4 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers $1 higher in a thin test. Slaughter cows sold mixed, with breaking cows trading steady. Boning cows $2 lower and lean cows $3 higher. And the slaughter bulls sold $4 higher in a light test, while the feeder cattle traded mostly steady. Trade was considered active, with demand moderate to good. Choice slaughter steers range from 121 up to 127. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 112 up to 115, and the choice slaughter heifers 120 to 125.75. Slaughter cows premium type average dressing range from 100 up to 110. Breaking cows average dressing at 80 to 87, with some high dressing breakers at 89 to 91. Boning cows average dressing range from 77 to 84, with high dressing at 85 to 90.5. And low dressing boning cows at $72 to $75, and lean cows average dressing traded at $71 to $77.50, with some low dressing lean cows at $54 to $60. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, high dressing traded at $97. The slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds, average dressing traded at $91 to $91.50, with some high dressing bulls at $97. In the feeder cattle, feeder steers, large ones, 5-weight steers, range from 135 up to 142, with some value added at 144. Some 7-weight steers, value added, traded at 134 to 135. Feeder steers, large twos, 4-weights, range from 146 up to 149. Also had some 5-weight steers, ranging from 125 to 138, and some 6-weight steers at 130 to 134. Feeder heifers, large twos, six weights, range from 111 up to 118, and some feeder bulls, medium to large ones and twos, six weights, trading at 135.
Now an update from the Greenville Livestock Auction.
Receipts for the auction totaled 641 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $1.50 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $1 lower. Slaughter cows traded steady to $1 lower. Slaughter bulls steady to $1 higher. And the feeder cattle were mostly $4 to $6 higher. Slaughter steers choice range from 122 to 124. Select and choice steers at 115 to 122, with some select steers running at 105 up to 112.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers range from 110.50 up to 115. Some select and choice Holstein steers at 105 to 110, and some select Holstein steers at 90 to 91. Slaughter heifers choice range from 122 to 123, with some select and choice heifers at 115 up to 122. Slaughter cows premium type, average dressing cows at $95 to $100. Boning cows average dressing at $75 to $80, high dressing $82.50, and low dressing boning cows at $66 to $74. Lean cows average dressing range from $66 to $70.50, high dressing lean cows at $74 to $74.50, and low dressing lean cows at $55 to $65. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, low dressing at $80. Slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds, average dressing at 85 to 90, high dressing bulls at 97, and low dressing at $80. Feeder steers, medium large ones, three weights, range from 165 to 175, four weight feeder steers at 160 to 170, and some five weights at 152 up to 164.50. Feeder steers, medium large twos, four weights at 145 up to 146. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, four weights at 89 to 96. And feeder heifers, medium large ones, three weights range from 156 to 165. Four weight heifers at 142 up to 168. Five weight heifers at 140 to 152. And some six weight heifers at 129 to 134. Feeder bulls, medium large ones, four weights range from 152 up to 159. That concludes our recap of the Greenville Livestock Auction for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Right now, we'll update the regional hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
It was a fairly good week for the hog market, so we're ending up with modest price gains. Pork cutout value late in the week up 82 cents from the week before at $84.70 per hundredweight. Cash hog prices at the end of the week generally $1 to $2 higher than the previous Friday. Carcass prices for hogs delivered directly to the plant in the low $80. Terminal market prices $50 in the upper $50 range for live hogs. Weights, Iowa, Minnesota weights last week, 275 pounds even. That was down a pound and a half from the week before and down 4/10 of a pound from a year ago. That's encouraging. Futures market also higher this week. Looks like we're going to have generally a dollar or so gain on the nearby futures contracts. USDA has released data on pork and cold storage at the end of 2012, 554 million pounds. That was up 14% from a year ago, and generally that's a sign of stronger export demand. And finally, pork production in 2012, 23.25 billion pounds, up 2.2% from the year before, and the second highest year ever after 2008.
And that's University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain. The ag economists at the University of Illinois have run the numbers, and it looks like 2013 could be a meager year for farmers, at least by comparison to recent incomes. Todd Gleason has more.
The projections were made using the Model Central or Northern Illinois Farm. It has 1,200 row crop acres, 120 are owned, 360 are on a 50-50 crop share lease, and 720 of the acres are cash rented at $300 an acre. The expected yields are 187 bushels to the acre for corn and 54 bushels for soybeans. The farm is carrying $480,000 in debt, which University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnittke says is typical. The model run projects revenue, including income from the crops, government payments, and crop insurance.
So we started out here with a 580 corn price and a 1240 soybean price, which are right at where you could contract for 2013 delivery. That results in $291,000 of net farm income, and that would be above our average, and that would be a very good income. So current prices look at or project a pretty good income for the coming year. We back that down to 540 and 1180. More conservative, but still very good prices. We would be looking at something like $229,000 of income. Anything where corn prices are above $5, we're looking at some sort of income above $160,000.
That's net income. However, things can get bad really fast should prices drop below $5 for corn. Remember, the new long-term averages are expected to be below $5 a bushel.
The worst-case scenario would be $43,000, and that results from either low yields or low prices. What happens is that crop insurance kicks in, and again, we assumed a RP in purchase at an 80% coverage level, assuming a 610 projected corn price used to set crop insurance guarantees and a 1270 soybean price.
These are net incomes for a 1,200-acre grain farm in Illinois. The worst-case scenario actually operates at a loss. All the positive income is derived from crop insurance. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
In other news in the world of agriculture, a new beef labeling rule that has the support of food safety advocates has been under review for months by the White House Office of Management and Budget. The United States Department of Agriculture has proposed requiring labels on steaks and other beef products that have been mechanically tenderized. The process uses automated needles or knives that can drive deadly pathogens deep into the interior of the meat. If it is not cooked thoroughly, those pathogens can make people ill. Currently, meat does not have to be labeled as mechanically tenderized. Food safety groups say the extended review unnecessarily leaves consumers at risk. An official at the budget office says the agency does not comment on rules that are under review. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley urged the Treasury Department and the Internal Revenue Service to grant penalty relief to family farmers who are forced to file their taxes late. Some farmers are facing a deadline of March 1st, but Senator Grassley said the fiscal cliff debate and tax legislation enacted at the start of the year delayed the 2012 tax filing year, In a letter to Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and IRS Acting Commissioner Steve Miller, Senator Grassley said farmers should not be penalized for the failure of the President and Congress to act on tax legislation on a timely basis. The IRS response was to move the tax filing deadline from March 1st to April 15th this year. The IRS will soon issue guidance to provide relief for farmers and fishermen unable to file and pay their 2012 taxes by March 1st. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 775, down 1.5. May wheat trading at 783.5, down 1.25. March corn trading at 722.5, up 1.75. May corn trading at 722.5, up a penny. March soybeans trading at 1443.25, up 2.25. May beans trading at 1427.25, up 1.25. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.